from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily here on a Wednesday. Jacob Albrecht, Paul Savage in for Tommy. We'll see if Tommy can jump in for a part of the conversation here with Grady Dick. Happy to have Grady on the IHOP hotline. It's been a little while since we've talked to Grady. 1 year in the books now in the NBA for the Toronto Raptors. Grady's got a basketball camp coming up tomorrow. We'll get you the details on how you can get involved in that in just a little bit. Grady, how are you? Welcome to Sports Daily.
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
So what is the difference for you in year, you know, now you're not a rookie anymore. How different has this offseason been than last offseason? I would imagine a little less chaotic.
Oh, for sure. You know, a lot more smooth, you know, kind of less stressed, but really just the same amount of work. It definitely feels different with a year under my belt where I can kind of, you know, have more of a leash to help the new guys and, you know, kind of build that leadership role a bit more. So it's been great.
Tell us about Toronto. I loved the fit. We loved it when you were drafted. It's a really cool city. But as you look back now, how do the prospects for you as a pro there certainly grow? I mean, look, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but your season, especially as a scorer, really started to pick up late. Last couple of, you know, months of the season, you were scoring at a higher clip. Did you feel like you found that groove? And, you know, what did you learn? What's the team telling you their expectations are for you now going into that second year?
Yeah. I love Toronto. I love the team, love the city. But I think, you know, the best part about it was just the leadership we had on our team, the older guys, and, you know, my vet, Garrett Temple, kind of giving me good advice a bit about, you know, there's going to be ups and downs in every season, but, you know, kind of just try to stay in the middle. Don't get too up, don't get too low. And I think that's what kind of transitioned to the later half of the season where I just kind of let the game come to me and kind of got in a groove, like you said. And at the end of the day, just played basketball. I've been playing since a little kid. So, yeah, it's been good.
Well, you know, Grady, one of the questions that I'd love to ask you is regard to KU, the University of Kansas, and how that had an effect on your ability to play in the NBA. What's that one or two little things that you learned at the University of Kansas that has now translated to you with a what looks like is going to be one whale of a great NBA career? What's the one or two things at the University of Kansas you learned?
Well, at Kansas, I think that's, you know, the best college, you know, to get prepared for the next level and really whatever you want after in your basketball career. I think a couple of little bits that I remember just from Coach Self was, I think probably just, you know, going in game situations and You know, it's not always the same in the past with Coach Self of, you know, having the young guys come in and, you know, make a mistake, you're coming right out. But I think, you know, in my situation, I had the fortunate opportunity to make a mistake and kind of learn through it. And, you know, through those times, I think that kind of helped me transition and mature in my game. And really just playing in the Big 12, I feel like prepared me, because I think that's the best, you know, most competitive league out there. And kind of transitioning to the NBA was smoother than, you know, any other college I would have went to, for sure.
I mean, it's just getting better too, Grady. I am curious. So you saw last year play out. I would imagine it's hard to take it in all the time. But as you made a difficult decision, and we watched, you know, Johnny Furphy make a difficult decision, guys have to do that all the time. Did you ever get through at any point in that first season and have any regrets whatsoever for coming out at just 1 year in college instead of staying and playing more there?
Oh, never, never. I'll never regret that, because, you know, as much as I love KU and it's been my dream school since a little kid, you know, this is my ultimate dream, you know, to be in this position I'm at right now. And, you know, I can't pass it up. And so I just remind myself every day that, you know, I achieved that dream, but there's still, you know, I'm still just getting started. Is that's motivation for me. But, you know, I would lie if I said, you know, I didn't miss Kansas. You know, I missed all my friends there. And, you know, but that's, you know, kind of the opportunity that I have when I'm back in Kansas to kind of see, you know, my siblings and see my friends. But no, I'll never regret, you know, making that decision.
you know, Grady, I sit here and I have to chuckle a little bit, and I think to myself, you know, here you are, you're still a young man, and you step out onto an NBA court. Is there any one player that you stepped out on the court with and you thought to yourself, oh my gosh, I'm on a basketball court with this guy? Who's that one guy that just kind of took your breath? I guess it could be a guy like LeBron or somebody like that, but is there that one guy that you go, wow?
Yeah, I think that kind of kicks in before the game, you know, when we're all up and the stadium's empty and you kind of see everyone coming for their pregame shooting. A couple of those guys, yeah, definitely LeBron. I'd say he's number one. That's been my GOAT, you know, growing up. So I think he's the best player of all time. So that's pretty cool to be on the same court as him and be able to compete against him. But I mean, it's fun to kind of see and learn stuff about me, because when I'm on the court, you know, it's just, you know, another basketball player, and, you know, I'm competing against them. But yeah, definitely before I was like, yeah, yeah, I looked up to for sure.
What clicked for you, Grady? It talked about it for just a second, but your scoring went way up toward the second half of the season. What was it that clicked, and how do you build on that now in year two?
I think it's just, you know, getting used to the pace of the game. You know, at every level of basketball, it's different. You know, I had to kind of get, you know, transition to the college level the same way. Whereas I need the game to slow down, and just that just comes with repetition and minutes. So I feel like, you know, going towards the end of the season, the middle towards the end, the game started to slow down for me, and, you know, started making, you know, better decisions where I can kind of have the ball in my hands and just be able to facilitate and all that good stuff. So I think, yeah, just, you know, learning the pace of my game and really just building every day, you know, outside of the games too in practice.
Well, you averaged 21.1 minutes per game. I guess at this point, you're probably anticipating that amount of time on the floor to go up. How much do you anticipate you'll be playing? How many minutes do you think you'll be averaging, say, your second year? Because I've got a feeling it's going to be more than 21.1.
Yeah, it was 30 in the second half of the year. That takes a little conditioning, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. You know, the NBA size court is a little different, but unfortunately, we had, you know, a bunch of guys out. But at the same time, I think that was a huge point that my vet Garrett Temple, you know, kind of gave me little bits of advice of, you know, just being prepared for everything. You know, the season's a little different than, you know, 30 some games in college compared to 82. So it's about being prepared, and you never know, you know, when your name's going to be called, all that good stuff. So, yeah, transition to the next season, it's really just being prepared, and you know, that preparation and practice really is going to build my readiness in the game.
Toronto Raptors, former KU, former Sunrise, former Collegiate, Grady Dick joining us here on Sports Daily. Appreciate the time, as we've got a camp coming up in a couple of days. We'll get to that in just a second. I got to ask you, Grady, I was with the Royals in Canada during their World Series run. Two things for me that I need to get your take on. See what you think. Poutine and ketchup potato chips.
Oh yeah, I've had a good amount of both.
Do you like both? Because I liked one a whole lot and not the other.
Which one do you like? Chips?
I love that. Those ketchup potato chips are money, man. I don't know why we don't have those.
I don't even know what the other one is. What are you talking about?
Poutine? I don't. You got to look
that up.
Like, it's like it's French fries and curds and gravy and like it's. I think those are the main three. They just like smother them. It's not like I couldn't do it. Do you like them?
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. I mean, they got different, you know, poutines at different places. Like they have it at literally every restaurant, which is actually crazy. So I don't know. There's a lot of new things I have to try still.
Ketchup chips, though. We got to get those down here. All right, great. Let's talk about your camp. So you've got a camp. It's out at Wichita Hoops. It's a, I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, it's a one-day camp, but it's a for all ages. So you guys, I mean, you're going to be out there all day with different kids. Why did you do this, and what do people need to know about it?
Why'd I do it? Really just, you know, I remember being in that position, you know, in the same, you know, position of being the kid and going to every single camp I could have when I was little. And, you know, now that I'm here in my shoes, it's kind of crazy to think that I'm putting on my own camp. So, you know, it's an exciting time for me and my family and hopefully Wichita. So, yeah, tomorrow we have our camp at Wichita Hoops, you know, K through 5 at 9 to noon and grade 6 to 12 at 1 to 4. So, you know, it's an exciting time. And finally that, you know, I get to kind of put it on my own is it's special for me for sure.
Tell me, Grady, real quick before we let you go, it's been a wild off season for KU. They're going to probably be number one or two or three or something like that. How much have you paid attention to it, and what do you think their chances are to get another natty this year?
Oh, we need them to for sure. You know, I hope they go all the way. Yeah, like I said earlier, a lot of my friends are still there. So every chance I get, you know, I'm going to try to make it to Lawrence and, you know, see how they're doing and catch up with my guys. So, as much as I've seen there, it's going to be an exciting season for sure.
Well, check out Grady's camp. If you're around tomorrow, you can get tickets still available, I assume, for that. Grady, there's still spots available for people to get on that?
Yeah, for sure. You can still sign up and then, you know, walk-ups, I guess, are welcome tomorrow.
That's out at Wichita Hoops. You'll have, grades K through 5, 9 to noon, grades 6 through 12, 1 to 4. So walk-up's probably the easiest way to do it. Just head out there if you're interested in that camp. Grady, be good. Stay healthy. We appreciate you stopping by for a few minutes here.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
There goes Grady Dick, Toronto Raptors, former KU Jayhawk, Wichitan, all kinds of good stuff. If you missed any of that, you got to jump on. You can get the Odyssey app, and you can go back and listen to that conversation. Love it, Paul. Look, Grady was coming on strong.
He's only going to get better. Yeah. I mean, seriously, he is only going to get better. And he was coming. Listen, I have a hard time even thinking a young man his age comes out when he comes out. Can you imagine stepping onto the court with guys that are the pros of today? I'm just telling you, it's amazing. He started to figure it out, and he came on strong in the second half of the year. I mean, look, even throughout the whole year, he averaged 8.5 points. Listen, he is just a stone's throw away from averaging 15 to 18 points a game. I mean, that's just
it's
the
not
way.
Even that. That's what he was averaging, you know, toward the end of the season. And Toronto is going to – they're going to lean into him. I'm excited about it. I love the fit. I love Canada. I'm glad he's up there. It's really cool. I'm glad he's back too. So that camp, if you're looking for one maybe final thing for your kids before they go back to school, again, that's tomorrow out at Wichita Hoops. We appreciate Grady, his family, and his people for helping us facilitate that there. But you'll see probably Grady make his rounds a little bit on the local tour here. Hopefully, he's able to catch up with a lot of folks while he's in town. But you know, you're early in the year. It's all work right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I know he was working today, right before, I think probably that's where he just called us from, was from a workout. You don't get to take, especially as a young guy, you don't get to take any time off.
No, that's a grind. Isn't it? Well, what a grind.
It's crazy.
Oh my. Crazy. I mean, I have a hard time even comprehending.
People, you know, like you just put yourself in the perspective for just a second to be on the road almost half the year,
That's
you know, right. Town to town. Like it's tough being on the road's hard. Like, it is not easy to be on the road, for sure. Yeah. I mean, who sleeps good in a hotel? Like, be honest here. Nobody does, right? Like, nobody's sleeping at a hotel. Yeah. But we love that Grady's finding some success. We love that he's back here in town doing this camp, and always appreciate catching up with him. Again, if you missed any of it, you can go to the Odyssey app, and you can download that and listen to it and get some of his thoughts on the NBA, on KU, and all the other good stuff coming in here. All right, yes, Jack.
One thing I can't understand, you don't like poutine?
You like poutine, Jad?
How is it possible that you don't like poutine? It is just everything.
Well, it's probably
delicious.
The curds. I don't love curds, is the thing.
Well, okay, that would be a prerequisite. You would like
I understand. Now I'm understanding your question. You asked me that question because I love like mixing foods and doing all that stuff.
Right.
The problem is French fries are better crispy than soggy, right? I think we'd all agree on that.
Yeah, agree there.
Poutine gets them too soggy. Like the gravy, it's the great, like all of it. It's just like it gets a little sloppy in the fact that French fries are one of my favorite foods in the world.
They get that soggy, you might as well put it on a baked potato and be done with it.
And which is fine, but I'd rather my fries be crispy.
If you've ever had English poutine, they do that. It is on baked potatoes, not fried.
Oh, that makes sense. I'm not kidding. Go try it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ketchup potato chip. And explain to me why that's not a normal flavor here.
Okay, we're going to be amazing. On the opposite end of that one because I don't like ketchup.
What?
Well, then you're not going to like
that's
ketchup.
That's un-American.
Potato chips. Sorry. That is un-American.
I'm not
Patrick Mahomes is deeply, deeply offended by that. No, ketchup's great. It should be a flavor of our potato chips. I'm telling you, it's delicious. I smuggled some back across the border for my wife to try.
Yeah, ketchup is how I get my vegetables.
Right. Yeah, so tomatoes. Yeah. You and my 5-year-old son would agree on that. That's a good way to get vegetables. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll see if Tommy's able to stop by. We'll get into the Royals. Let's look at this Royals game tonight with Cole Reagans. We'll look at some of the bets. We'll see if the Royals can bounce back. You'll hear the game tonight. It's a big one, man. It is a big, big Royals contest tonight. We'll begin to dig into that when we return on Sports Daily.
...97.5 and 1240 KFH.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.